When was the last time you saw a family dinner without phones present? In homes across America, a profound shift has occurred. Parents stare at screens while children vie for attention. Toddlers swipe before they can speak, and teens text rather than talk face to face. Drawing from interviews with over 1,000 children, 500 parents, and 500 teachers, Catherine Steiner-Adair reveals the hidden costs of our digital dependence. When children today draw pictures of their families, they depict parents with phones attached to their ears, siblings with earbuds, and often one child isolated without devices. In therapy sessions, children create heartbreaking representations of disconnection, like the 8-year-old who depicted herself as a lone little figure off to the side with no gadgets, while family members were all happily plugged in. These aren't isolated incidents, but symptoms of what's becoming the norm in family life across socioeconomic boundaries. The family has transformed from a cohesive unit into what might be called a docking station, a place where family members briefly connect to refuel before returning to their separate digital orbits. I feel like I'm just call waiting in my mom's life. This sentiment echoes across age groups as children compete with devices for parental attention. Parents' tech distraction creates effects similar to having emotionally unavailable caregivers. Young children express jealousy toward daddy's stupid computer and even throw phones in trash, while teenagers frequently call parents hypocrites for enforcing rules they themselves break. What parents see as reasonable multitasking, children experience as rejection. The moment a parent looks at a device, they've decoupled from the conversation and gone into another world. These moments accumulate into a devastating message. Everything else matters more than you. One teenager observed, "I think in the olden days, families mattered more." This disconnection happens in small moments. Checking email during bedtime stories, responding to texts during soccer games, or scrolling through social media at the playground. Each instance reinforces that whatever is on screen trumps the child's presence. Babies develop through mirroring exchanges with parents, returned gazes, giggles, and responses that teach infants they exist and matter. When parents are frequently distracted by screens, this vital connection breaks. Research shows infants become distressed by the emotionless expressions we adopt while looking at screens, and brain imaging confirms language centers activate only during full caregiver engagement. Unlike language processing, which has innate brain circuitry, reading requires years of learning to develop neural pathways. Studies consistently show better language development in children who learn without technological aids. Through touch, voice, facial expressions, and physical comfort, parents teach babies to self-regulate, to understand their emotional states, and develop self-soothing capabilities. These human interactions build the foundation for emotional stability and resilience. Parents calibrate responses to fit needs, teaching children that comfort will come while they practice self-regulation during brief waiting periods. When screens consistently interrupt these interactions, we're potentially altering the fundamental architecture of developing brains. Visit a kindergarten classroom today and you'll notice profound shifts in how children play. Teachers observe less elaborate, imaginative play, with fewer extended dramatic scenarios and more children just chillin' without purpose. Where children once created complex narratives with multiple characters, they now struggle to maintain sustained creative play. Today's preschoolers frequently mimic simplified video game actions, jumping, running, shooting, instead of inventing rich imaginary worlds. They struggle with transitions between activities, make less eye contact during interactions, and show greater difficulty identifying and expressing emotions. By age 3, over 1/3 of children have TVs in their bedrooms and average 2 hours of daily screen time. 29% of toddlers regularly use touchscreen devices. Even quiet reading time now frequently includes digital components with interactive features and purchase prompts. The modern preschool pickup scene reveals how technology has transformed parent-child interactions. Teachers regularly observe parents absorbed in devices while children exit school, requiring staff to physically approach parents to alert them to their children's presence. Today's media culture has eliminated the protective barrier that once shielded children from adult realities, exposing them prematurely to content before they've developed core values and emotional resilience. The consequences appear in clinical settings: elementary school children mimicking sexual acts, sexting, and experiencing trauma from violent content. Media reinforces harmful gender stereotypes, aggressive males lacking emotional depth, and hypersexualized females focused on appearance. These influences manifest in schools as body image issues among girls, dominance behaviors in boys, and children sharing sexual content they don't comprehend. Digital cruelty has transformed childhood social dynamics, creating permanent, searchable records of hurtful interactions that shape children's self-image. Unlike pre-digital teasing that might fade from memory, online messages like, "You are not popular, no one likes you, I'm deleting you from my contacts," haunt children's thoughts. This environment of casual cruelty, amplified by social media, undermines healthy relationships and self-esteem development. 14-year-old Marina's homework stretches from 90 minutes to 4 hours as she switches between assignments, video chats, texts, and social media. Dr. Dimitri Christakis explains that multitasking isn't simultaneous processing, but brain oscillation between tasks, undermining focus. Research indicates 1 in 8 children who play video games shows addiction signs, with neuroimaging revealing concerning brain changes. For teenagers, technology perfectly complements adolescent drives, creating adult-free zones for independence, accommodating shifting identities through malleable online personas, and enabling risk-taking with consequences just a click away. Texting has become the dominant communication medium, offering continuous interpersonal contact while eliminating emotional complexity. The more teens text rather than speak, the fewer opportunities they have to develop relationship skills through reading facial expressions and body language. Many choose texting for emotional conversations because it's easier. They can craft responses without witnessing reactions. However, this eliminates crucial relationship lessons: calming oneself, expressing feelings respectfully, reading emotional cues, and developing accountability. The sustainable family aligns technology with their values while preserving connection. This begins by establishing emotional bonds before introducing technology. Children need security through our reliable presence. Our tech habits set the standard, so we must avoid multitasking when engaging with our children. Whether no-tech, low-tech, or tech-rich, families need ongoing conversations about digital citizenship and house rules. Children consistently mention how meaningful family activities are, often recalling simple moments like throwing snowballs, board games, or baking cookies. With digital socializing replacing face-to-face interactions, children need opportunities for meaningful conversation to develop dialogue skills. Sustainable families establish healthy disagreement mechanisms where parents exercise thoughtful authority and provide offline experiences for children to develop inner lives and connect with nature. Our challenge is preventing new technologies from erasing timeless truths. Children need our attention and flourish in families that work at being a family. In a screen-dominated world, our undivided attention is the most powerful gift we can offer. When we put down our phones and truly see our children, we teach them what it means to be fully human in a digital age.